Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WBBM FM and HD1 Chicago, a radio.com station. This is a commercial-free Tuesday.
Good morning, Chicago. Happy Tuesday. Special shout out to everybody that's working hard in traffic and just got let into downtown because it's exactly 6 on the dot.
And then you're probably going to be frustrated because of that. But shout out to you because you're still going to be good when you see people.
This is Gabe and Nina. Happy Tuesday. Let's get the top 6 at 6 started.
Eddie.
Oh, man.
At number 6.
Number 6. All right, which one am I going to start with? I have a bunch.
Okay, good.
Number 6 is... I'll start off with something easy. I just grabbed my headphones, and someone's... I wish I can curse. Hold on, wait.
No, you know what you tell people.
What?
They can't curse on the air, but thank you for feeling so comfortable hanging out with us that you want to curse.
Yeah, different, because I'm the actual radio person. Let's see here. Okay, now I can do it.
Okay.
I went to go grab my headphones, and somebody stole my cord.
What? Did you leave it in here?
No. I take my headphones with my cord to the studio.
Oh, my gosh.
So I have headphones with no cord.
Is this your cord?
Oh, it's on that side.
I don't know why. It's plugged into the computer thing and the thing.
So clearly some idiot
took it,
went into the office.
I'd be so
took
mad.
It, brought it back in here. I hope it's the overnight board out that's listening. I forgot his name. I'll whoop your ass. You take my damn cord again. That's how I'm feeling today.
Oh, no.
It's been a while since I got into a fight, and I'm really feeling froggy right now. And this morning didn't help at all. And then now that I see my cord over there, it's like, look, I say this all the time. Touch your ass. So my mom says, I learned it from her. Anyway, you'd feel upset, too, if you walked into your office and somebody went into your office on your desk, grabbed something from there, and then didn't return it.
I know. I was wondering what this was over here, but hey, found your cord.
I was a board operator, overnight board operator, for many years here at B96. 4, maybe, I think. And look, I get it. You take stuff off people's desks. Chargers, maybe a pen, some scissors. But Chicky you pads. Put it back. All right. I'm done. That was it.
Number 5.
Do you want me to unplug it and give it to you?
Nope.
Okay. Well, this is kind of fun if you're somebody that likes to eat your feelings. There's some new food concoction that's coming to you very soon. Oreos is coming out with the new hazelnut flavor. So it's going to be like a little hazelnut Nutella right in the middle of those two cookie goodnesses for a gooey bite. I saw this and I got more excited about it than I should because eating my feelings has been a great thing lately. So if you're in...
Then you're in it.
It's coming.
Number 4.
Number 4 is that I tried to get to work early today. Tried to roll in a little bit. And then, you know, I pride myself on being a son of the city. And so as I'm coming downtown, seeing all these people stuck in traffic, I'm thinking to myself, you fools. You don't know how to get into downtown? And then I quickly realized that I was one of those fools because I was driving around the back end of the city. So I go up 290. They close it off like they said they were going to. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, when I was trying to get in and they had closed it off as well, then I had rolled up I-55 and then I went I-55 north, like around Soldier Field. And then I turned, went on Columbus, and then I found myself here on time at B96. But today was a completely different story. They did not let anyone go northbound on Lakeshore Drive. So then I had to go southbound on Lakeshore Drive. And then the first exit, there was like a million cars trying to get off in traffic. So I was like, I'm not going there. So then I went to the next one, 31st Street. And then I was like, should I take 31st to Michigan and then take Michigan down? Then I was like, nah, let me just jump back on Lakeshore Drive and come back. If you're just as tired of this story as I am, imagine driving it. And then I come back up Lakeshore Drive and then I try to catch Lakeshore Drive going the other way. Then I end up going on I-94 East. And then I end up getting off on 35th by where the Sox play. And I had to take 35th to Wabash. And then I figured to myself, don't take Michigan because they're probably going to close that off. Take Wabash. And then you know what? If you're coming in tomorrow or the rest of the week, dude, from 35th Street in Wabash, I drove right into the city. And I thought to myself, why wouldn't they close off Wabash? But either way, there's a bunch of South Loop people that probably need the access to the city. And they're not going to let them not get in there. So I figured I'd just piggyback off of them. And then that's how I ended up getting up to work on time.
You know what's so funny is I barely made it to work on time. And I almost called you because I was trying to get an Uber to get me. And there was none that were coming by like every 20 minutes. So I almost was like, man, am I going to have to call Gabe and be like, yo, can I get a ride to work? Because I'm not going to make it on time.
Number three.
Good thing I didn't because that sounded like it was a lot.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of fun. If you like the movie, do you remember the movie Three Men and a Baby? Yep. I mean, this is like an older movie. But of course, what is old is now new again. And they're getting ready to do a remake of that movie. But this is the reason why it's so fun. Zac Efron is set to star. So, bumpy start to your morning, just know Zac Efron is coming to a screen near you again soon. So you can have Zac Efron, you can have your Oreos. There's definitely a theme to my stories this morning.
Number two.
Make yourself feel better.
Number two is that yesterday, obviously, everybody dealt with the storms and everything like that. Nina, you were in a wonderful high rise. No power problems there. But in the west side of Chicago, there was, man. So the power went out. I'm sitting there, I'm like, damn, it's been a long time since this happened to me. So I'm sitting there. I'm trying to do all like the old man stuff, like turn on the switches.
Oh, no.
Go down in the basement with my phone as a flashlight. So Nicole and I, we were just sitting there. We had a plan to make dinner together. It was like awesome. And then all of a sudden, we looked at each other and we're like, we need to get out of this house. AC's not running anymore.
What time did this happen? Did the power go out?
I can't remember what time the storm started. So maybe like 4 o'clock-ish.
Yeah.
4:30. So then I get in my car. We get in my car because I'm like, babe, we need some AC. It's like, let's just go for a ride. And she's just like, I don't know if that's safe to be driving around in the rain. And I was like, you're right. It's a tornado. But so 5 minutes later, she got bored out of her mind. We get in the car. And then we headed to go get some tacos. Shout out to all the taco spots in Chicago that were popping last night because nobody wanted to cook. Needless to say, ended up running, getting some tacos. And you know what I want to say real quick? Mm. Shout out to you. You the person that eats 3 tacos in one sitting. I've never been able to do that. I'm a 2-taco dude. I'm maybe even a torta and 1 taco. But like people that get 3 tacos like Nicole, I'm like, babe, you're eating 6 tortillas. You know how many carbs that is in there? You just get so full. Then you have to drink the horchata. Anyway, shout out to you for eating those 3 tacos. Because that's
it.
What I ended up getting last night.
Number one.
Number one story.
Did you eat all 3?
What I do is, because even though I'm have dad weight, what I ended up doing was just, I only eat 1 of the tortillas.
Mm,
so fortunately, smart. The place that I was at, they don't stick together, if you know what I'm talking about. The 2 tortillas stick together. Not in this place. They were nice, fresh, homemade ones.
And you make them last longer.
Number one.
Okay, talking about companies that have had to pivot and try to find ways to make money. Shout out to this circus in Germany because they decided to use their tiger and lion poop to make some extra cash. So they've been bottling it up into jars and they've been selling it to the people of Germany because it's kind of like a fertilizer, but not only is it a fertilizer, it's a repellent from all the other animals. So they're like, yes, the lion poop is saving my yard. And then just like that, the circus still found a way to get some income.
Look at that.
I know, right?
So if you want some lion poop, hit up Nina. She'll give you the link.
Sure. You'll get it straight from Germany.
Hey, guys, it is a commercial-free Tuesday on B96. So whether you're stuck in traffic or not, just keep it right here on B96.
You remember a much simpler time. We do too, and that's why we want to live in that space again with TBT, Throwback Trivia. We're going to play coming up in 4 minutes on B96.
Hiya in Orland Park. Welcome to TBT. Here's your first question. In 2001, this Latin heartthrob belted out, I could be your hero, baby. Then, shortly after that, got with tennis phenom Anna Kournikova. Almost 20 years. And he still hasn't proposed to her.
What is the dream boat's name, Paya?
Enrique Iglesias.
Yes, it is.
Paya, would you stay with someone for 20 years if they didn't ask you to marry him?
No.
I didn't think so.
But they do have babies together.
They do. Twins. Cute twins. And they welcomed a new baby in January, too.
They have another one?
Yeah, they just welcomed one in January.
Oh, yeah. See, she's not going anywhere.
All right, Paya, this one's about a movie. In 2003, Eric Bana did his best to portray the iconic comic book character Bruce Banner. But the film flopped. Like, hard. If Eric would have got mad about it, he'd probably turn green.
What is the name of the movie, Paya?
Hulk? The Hulk?
Go with your gut. You know okay. it.
Question number three. This one's about a TV show. Oh, crap. She gets this right. I got to sing.
Yeah, I can't wait.
The TV show Zoe 101 came out all the way in 2005. You remember it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't.
I don't
literally in the question, it says me either, because I thought the person was going to say no. But it was one of the highest rated shows for Nickelodeon, and it starred Britney Spears' sister. What is her name?
Jamie Lynn Spears.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, you knew this.
I was like, oh, great. I don't got to sing today. This is awesome.
She's too old school not
All
to
right,
sing.
Go, Paya. You old school. You dumb. You a fool. I can't believe you knew all these songs, Paya.
Oh, my God, yes.
Paya, what was your favorite? What was your favorite candy growing up?
The Pop Rocks, even though they cut
out
the
classics. Did you ever, were you ever bold enough to do Pop Rocks and like soda or Pop Rocks and pop?
No, right. No, this is enough.
Yeah, nobody wants to die.
Does that really make it explode, though?
No, nobody's ever tried because they're scared.
I'm not scared.
All right, well, Nina's going to die tomorrow. Paya, have a good one. Thanks for playing, okay?
Thank you.
It was for sure a bummer yesterday with everybody just having their power out. Just like, I mean, so you obviously didn't experience anything like that.
I didn't lose my power. I had flickering lights in the bathroom, though, that I did have. And every time I see flickering
That's
lights, I'm like, it's a ghost. Yes.
That was a ghost. That wasn't a...
It probably was a ghost. It was my friend.
The lines are open right now. The phone number is 877-591-9696. I would love to hear from you if your power went out. What time did it go out? How long was it out for? And what did you do with the food in your fridge?
Oh, my gosh. What did you do with the food in your fridge?
Literally was like, because so the first thing I did was... I look into Cole and I'm like, damn, the power's out. And then I'm like, wait, what are we going to do with the food in the fridge?
Yeah,
because it's literally been like, I mean, I lived in a big apartment building before that. So, I mean, Jesus, it's probably been like 8 years since I lost my power.
Right.
Anyway, so I'm looking at the food and she's like, what are we going to do with, we have meat in the refrigerator,
in the freezer
defrosting.
Stuff. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, let's just cook the food, duh. And she's like, you can cook the food? She's like, but there's no power. And I was like, babe, it's the gas.
Oh, that worked anyway?
No, I'm an idiot.
I was like, oh.
I go to turn on the gas and it's just the gas coming out. There's no igniter. So I'm like, oh, I'm an idiot. And then, so I literally was just like, well, I guess we're just going to throw everything away. So I started texting my friends, Jesse and Pito. And I'm like, hey, is the power off at your building? Because they live in the building that I used to live in. And they're like, no. And I was like, damn. They're like, well, come over and bring all your perishable foods. We'll just have a big cookout.
That's not a bad idea.
I'm not giving them my free food. You crazy?
You can all hang out together.
So, needless to say, I mentioned it earlier. I went to go get some tacos, but the power was out for like maybe 2 hours.
Okay. So not too bad. Do you guys have an emergency kit for that kind of stuff? Like you have it all in one place?
Yeah. Just bought the house. So I'm like, not prepared. You know, you have to have like something like this happen first in order to figure out, like, oh, I need to go get an emergency power kit for something like that. But it's like, the funny thing is then everyone goes outside. Because it's hot in everybody's house. So all of a sudden on my block, right there in East Garfield, you just see everyone in front of their house. And we're all just looking at each other like
hey.
What's up? Power's out over there. Us too, right?
Playing games in the streets.
The phone lines are open. Would love to hear, you know, how long your power was out for. What'd you end up doing during that time? Did you guys play Life with your family? What did you think of when the storm first started to hit?
I was like, whoa, I did not see
you
this
go outside?
One coming. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I went out on my balcony and I took all the pillows that were out there in, but I was like, tornado, what is happening? And then I was kind of into it. I like storms, though. I like the rain. I like the wind. I'm a weirdo where I'm just like, I love this. I don't want it to stop.
It's funny because, you know, in Chicago, we don't get tornadoes, right? So I'll never forget. It was probably about 8 years ago when I was sitting in my house playing video games. Oh, no, not playing video games, watching sports. And then across the bottom, it said, tornado headed to Humboldt Park. And I was like, wait. Is this an error on the screen? Like, this never happens. It was the first time I was like scared out of my mind. And I'm like, this doesn't happen in Chicago. And I'm like, tornado. So yesterday was because it came and went.
Yeah.
It was like 45 minutes of thunderstorms. And then all of a sudden it left, a sunshine.
And I was freaking out at how fast it came down. There was like trash flying all around. It was kind of crazy.
It's kind of cool to see though. Lexi in Wonder Lake, did your power go out yesterday?
Yeah, it went out around 3:30 p.m. and it is still out.
No.
Oh, really? Do you know the cause of it?
They just said over about 4,000 people in Wonder Lake, where I live, has had outages. So they don't even have like an estimated time on when it could be back on. And we were talking to some people who work in Common, and they said to prepare for the worst, basically. So we actually had to... I have two little kids, so we had to run to my mom's at 10 o'clock last night because I have to sleep with a fan and so do the kids. So it was just, it's hot and humid.
Oh,
and of course, they just went grocery shopping. So all this stuff is like probably all garbage.
Lexi, did you bring it to your mom's house, the food?
She doesn't have that much room, so we brought like some freezer stuff, but everything else in the fridge is probably...
Of course, Nina, mom's fridges are always full.
That's very true. That's
no one lives there.
To go there.
It's like mom and dad only, but somehow they always have a packed fridge ready for their kids to come over.
It's the best.
That was mine. Lexi, here's a couple of things. One, I'm almost positive ComEd does a refund for food that becomes lost in a power outage.
What? I've never heard this in my life.
Really?
I said almost positive.
Okay.
Shout out to my boy George that's listening right now that works at ComEd.
You can clarify that, George.
Text me, please. But look into that. They might be able to refund that if you have your receipts still. The second, the second thing is, I forgot what it was.
We got too caught up on you getting a refund.
I know. I got so excited. I hope everything goes well, and I hope you guys get power back soon. Okay. And I know that could be extremely frustrating to not have
that. Oh my gosh. If you can't charge your phone, you can't wake up with an alarm.
Thank you, Nina. That was my second one. Lexi, you there still?
Yep.
All right. There's an app for the fan thing. You could just download the app. It makes the fan noise, and then...
But you can't feel the fan, Lexi. Like, I'm hot.
No. Lexi, it's more of a listening thing, isn't it?
It's not even just the noise.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
I thought it was like an audible thing, you know?
But I can't feel it.
Lexi's falling asleep while she's driving. Nina, you always tell me, like, you love dogs and pets and everything like that.
I do.
But... You can't have them in your apartment building, right?
Oh, no, I can.
Oh, you can?
I absolutely can. I just haven't pulled the trigger on it because I feel like I'm not responsible enough to take full responsibility for another life yet.
Fair.
So,
if you've followed the show for the last couple of weeks, we were talking about a friend of mine named James who didn't want to get a dog.
Right.
And he told this girl, hey, if you get a dog, you have to take care of it. Obviously, that was not the case. He's been taking care of it constantly.
He loves the dog.
And then him and I were talking over the weekend. And he was going to go to a barbecue. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Gabe, I can't even go to this damn barbecue. And I'm like, why? And he's like, because I only could leave. It's a brand new dog. I can only leave him alone for 2 hours. So it's like, what am I going to do? And
God, bring the dog.
Bro, I was like, I don't have to deal with that. I can take my daughter anywhere.
You get a little case for the puppy.
It was just funny to think that, you know, you are trapped by a dog, a brand new dog. But there's dividends to be paid, Nina. There was a chihuahua. That was like a real life lassie.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy was on a houseboat. First of all, I don't even want a tangent. Just houseboat.
Okay.
And he had a heart attack.
Oh, no.
So he looks at the dog and he's like, go get help. This little chihuahua. And the chihuahua gets help from like the doc master or whatever.
See, dogs know. God, they're just the sweetest little creatures in the world.
I sat down in my chair. Drank my coffee, and next thing I know, it was after lunch. And I knew I couldn't even get my hand to move, and my foot wouldn't move. I didn't want to be there for another couple of days before somebody come by, you know? So I said, okay, boo-boo, go get me some help.
Boo-boo!
And she went and got help.
Got tears running out of my eyes. I missed her so much.
So that was at the very end that gave me goosebumps.
Oh my God.
But that was the very end where they got reunited after he was out of the hospital.
Little Boo Boo did it. Boo Boo, good job. Boo Boo gets all the treats.
That, I gotta admit, I'm never one to be like, yo, I can't wait to get a dog.
that story right there makes me think, wow.
That's why they're man's best friend.
I don't want to die.
They know. I know you won't die.
I don't want to die.
Cats will eat you if you die. Dogs will go get you a...
Cats will eat you?
Yeah. But this is what I've read. But like, cats will eat you if you die. Dogs will go find help. See? Ah, why did I just make this a cat dog person thing? Anyway.
Okay. If you are a cat or a dog person. Oh my God, I can't believe cats will eat you. I can't get past that.
Oh, sorry.
Do I have to Google that? Is that a real thing?
You could probably Google it. Yeah, I've heard about that.
Wow.
But it's like they wait till you're... Anyway.
877. No, don't call up if you have a cat or a dog. Call us and play Wake Up Wars.
I'm Googling it because I'm pretty sure I'm right.
877-591-9696. You're driving to work right now. You want to see if the brain's working, firing on all cylinders. So we need one guy to call in. One girl to call in to be on Team Nina. Then we'll ask you a guy question, a girl question, then a Chicagoland question.
Not all cats. Just Googled it.
Woof.
So you're okay. Not all of them, girl.
Call now to play Wake Up Wars. It is a commercial-free Tuesday on B96, so you get more content, more funny. It's Gabe and Nina. Two dad jokes, a baby update. This one's a science one.
Okay.
I try to throw in the math and science ones occasionally.
I like science. So let's do it.
I'm more so saying it so you can pay attention.
Get your science brain on.
Exactly. So I caught my son chewing on electrical cords.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I had to ground him. He's doing better currently and now conducting himself properly. It's a science joke.
What's the ground part? Because he was grounded.
Oh, because you have to ground the wire so that you don't get electrocuted?
Oh, the other two part I got.
So
currently.
He's doing it. Currently. Anyway. Gotta throw in the sign. Gotta throw in a little, it's like Seinfeld. You gotta have some smart jokes in there sometimes.
You gotta work them all together. It's great.
The baby daddy check-in is that yesterday I totally forgot about it. So Nina, when you have a newborn or an infant, I should say, you have your first set of shots.
Right.
And then you have your second set of shots.
Okay.
So they can get all their things done. So the first one was a couple weeks ago. We talked about it.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was terrified. And then yesterday, I didn't even remember, but she had her second set of shots.
Oh, so you went and got her shots yesterday?
Yeah, she got shots yesterday. And so I was the one that had to hold her. And I will say this, you hear about shots all the time. You're like, oh my God, shots. It really is the parent that suffers more than the child. Because the baby was Whitney was just bam, 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 bam. She was crying. Don't get me wrong. But she stopped 2 seconds later when he put the boob in her mouth.
Oh, because it didn't really hurt. She just didn't know what was happening.
And then it feels so bad because she got these two little band-aids on her quads. And you're just looking at her and she was just so fussy. And you give her a little baby Tylenol. And you're just like, oh my God, can I take this pain away from you? I'm so sorry, baby.
Put her on the boob. It did.
Shots. Just remember to all my non-parents out there, when the time comes, don't be worried about shots because you're just the one that's worried. That's it. The baby doesn't even care. In and out, no big deal.
You know we're going to be worried anyway, though, right?
Of course. I'm trying to think. Tomorrow's baby daddy check-in is also going to be about the shots and has something to do with the nurses. So I want you guys to make sure you're here tomorrow because it's a really, really interesting question. We might turn it into a topic.
Okay.
I think it's funny. So tomorrow, 705, 905, make sure you're here. We're going to talk about that second dad joke.
Ready.
So I left my wife because she was obsessed with counting.
Mm.
I wonder what she's up to now.
Okay, that one's funny. Numbering.
All right, guys. We are still looking for you. Yes, the gentleman of Chicago to play Wake Up Wars. We got a lady. We got Idalia on the line.
Yeah.
And we need her contestant. All right, so fellas, call up now to play Wake Up Wars. 877-591-9696. Let's get this victory. Call now.
Wake Up Wars. Team Gabe against Team Nina. Right now on B96.
This time. It's war.
I'm serious today.
It is war.
I have a good feeling about it.
It's a wake-up war.
Mm-hmm.
It's Gabe and Nina inside a commercial-free Tuesday. Nina, do you know that that's an old Chicago house music song right there?
No.
Yeah. So when I used to be doing footwork with my Untouchable crew, my Entertainers crew, with Fatal Fusion at SIU, these are the kind of things we would dance to.
Where it says this time it's war?
Yeah, that's a super popular house music track. Yeah.
Man, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, you do.
Thanks for sharing.
We're going to learn something new about these two people, Marty and Barley, represented for the gentleman. Good morning.
Morning.
All right, Marty. We've also got Idalia in West Chicago ready to represent for the ladies.
Hey, Idalia.
Good morning.
Oh, she sounds so cute. Marty, the fellas have won the last 6 Wake Up Wars in a row.
Wow.
I know. Tell me about it. So you get to decide who goes first today. You or Idalia?
I got to let ladies go first.
All right, Marty.
Thanks, Marty.
Hang on 1 second.
Adalia, you heard that. They've won 6 in a row, so no pressure, but it would be really nice to break that streak. Going to hit you with a female-centered question, the male-centered question, and a Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right today will win. Okay, here's the female-centered question, Adalia. Eyeshadow can be purchased one color at a time, or you can purchase a grouping of various colors of eyeshadows that come together in a thin container that is called a what? Hint, it's like a painter.
A palette.
There we go. Second question. Rob Gronkowski will be teaming up with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay this year. Oh, my bad. We're talking about football. That's what it says. I'm reading.
That's how I wrote that question.
Yeah. Tom Brady is a quarterback. What position does Gronkowski play?
Oh, I don't know.
Sorry. I went really fast, but I just assumed you didn't know because you said, I don't know. My bad.
It's okay. Here's the Chicagoland question, Adalia. You could know.
It's movie week.
It's movie week, by the way. So we're going to tell you about a movie that was filmed here or has something to do with Chicago, and you just have to say which one it is. In the great movie Source Code, Jake Gyllenhaal tries to find who placed a bomb by reliving the last moments of someone else in order to stop the explosion. Where was the bomb located? Bus, plane, or a train?
Train?
Good guess.
Okay, Adalia.
Good guess.
We got you. We are definitely contenders today. I feel good.
Adalia, great job. Hang on one second, okay?
Okay.
I'm too excited.
Marty.
Yes.
Marty Marr. One of my favorite shows, by the way, Martin. Idalia got two questions correct today, so we got some work to do, okay?
They're hard.
All right.
They're not hard at all.
Totally hard.
You want to say anything else to my player?
That's just it.
I'm just going to give you a couple more seconds.
Nope, not going to talk anymore. Just real subtle.
All right, Marty, your first female-centered question. Eyeshadow can be purchased one color at a time, or you can purchase eyeshadow by grouping of various colors that come together in a thin container that is called what?
I show this with this. My girlfriend's a stylist, and I'm really going to be up. No, I don't know that.
It's okay. Question number two. Rob Gronkowski will be teaming up with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay this year. Oh, my bad. We're talking football. Sorry, everybody else that don't know that. Tom Brady is a quarterback. What position does Gronkowski play?
Running back.
Marty Marr. Okay. Question number three. Let's see if you can get this right. This is the Chicagoland question. It's movie week on the show. So we're going to tell you some information about a movie and, you know, you kind of just fill in the blanks. So in the great movie Source Code, filmed right here in the Chicagoland area, Jake Gyllenhaal tries to find who placed the bomb by reliving the last moments of someone else's life in order to stop the explosion. Where was the bomb located? On a bus, a plane, or a train?
Train.
Okay, you got the important one.
Let me get back, Idalia.
The one she got wrong, huh?
No, she got that one right. She got number two wrong. Go ahead, Nina, talk to your girl.
Idalia, you did it. Congratulations, you won.
Turn down for what?
We broke the 6-day winning streak or whatever. Yeah!
You know, Marty, I still appreciate you for coming on and hanging out with us. The answers to the questions, both of you. Number one, Marty, your girl is going to be upset that you didn't know it was a palette. A palette of eyeshadow.
You can make it up to her, though, by buying a new palette. The second one, Gronkowski is a tight end. Yeah, he is. I don't know. I just felt right.
Question number three, Jake Gyllenhaal. Did you watch that movie, Marty?
Of course.
Yeah, it was on a train. A really cool movie,
I've
by
never
the way.
Seen that movie.
You should. It's really good, by the way. Jake Gyllenhaal does a great job. So, yeah, it was on a train. So, great job, everybody.
Great job, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, Adalia!
Is this what it feels like to lose? Forgot.
Oh, he's sweating a little bit. Nah. I'm just
definitely not sweating. Hey, Marty.
Great job.
Idalia, thanks so much for playing. Idalia, thanks for picking up the victory for the ladies. They needed the boost of encouragement.
We did. We really, really did.
Love it.
Oh, wow. Turn is this what it feels like to win? I
got you right.
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling it. This is for all of the ladies in the Chicagoland area. Be proud today.
I love it. Anything else?
Drive around, roll down the window, scream. We did it! You can honk the horn.
I love it.
Yeah, anything. We need it, guys. That's
girl power.
It is girl power. We stick together. We look out for each other.
Speaking of girl power, Nina has been doing something with her powers. She is super safety girl, and she's trying to tell us how safe the city is. And she'll tell you where she went in 6 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
My intention is really simple. Just want to help keep us safe. That's why I've dubbed myself as, what is it? Super safety girl. It's Gabe and Nina on B96. You know, this all started because I was just feeling like I needed to live a little after being so conservative and so paranoid. You know, I'm the girl that's got all of the extra Lysol and hand sanitizer.
Sure.
And I don't go anywhere without it. So now, want to help you out and go test different places in the city and just see how safe it is for us.
So Nina went to the West Loop.
A grocery store.
Yes. No, yesterday, I'm saying.
Oh.
You went to the West Loop over the weekend, I'm saying. And
yes.
That's how this whole thing started. Is because Nina, I was like, Nina, you're like super safety girl. You're going to tell us all, because we haven't been there,
What
these things are actually like. So over the weekend, you went to Bandit. And then where else was it?
Nobu and Barciana.
Right. So She did like the West Loop Triangle.
Yeah, kind of was.
And found out. And then she said that it was, how safe did you say it was?
I said it was like an 8.5 and 9.
That's
high. I felt really, really safe. The way that the tables were spread out, yeah. I wasn't bothered by people, and the service was great, and everybody was clean.
West Loop is one of those places where they've blocked off the street so that way they can dine on the, and if you're not familiar and you haven't been to downtown or West Loop in years, like Randolph has those little side strips, and that's where they're putting the tables at nowadays. But it's good to know that it's safe out there.
It's I'm glad so you felt cute, and I did. So safe.
So again, you mentioned that. So then the next spot you super safety girl was going to go to was the grocery store.
Right. Because a lot of people had expressed that they didn't feel super safe doing that. So I went to talk to the people, the patrons of the grocery store, to see how they felt.
So this first one?
The first one, just hit it. Okay. What was your name?
My name's Marcella.
Okay, so what's for dinner tonight?
I think we're going to have burgers, but I'm going to have to cook them inside now. And some vegetables, some fresh tomatoes and basil salad.
So you made your way all the way around the store before the storm hit. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how safe would you say you feel in here?
I feel pretty safe. There's not a lot of people in here, I think, because of the storm. But I always feel safer when there's fewer people, but everyone's got a mask on. I feel safe grocery shopping.
Is there a department where you feel the safest? Like, do you kind of brace yourself like in a cereal aisle or like produce? Is there one that you're a little bit more suspect of?
Well, admittedly, I, tend to just cruise around the outside of the store. I don't, and then kind of bop down an aisle if I think I might need something. I'm not cruising up and down the aisles like a, like I'm shopping for the every life belonging that I might need.
So you don't get distracted in the produce like I do when you see a tall man and wonder what he looks like underneath of his mask?
No, not really.
Okay, perfect.
I'm very focused in the store, very focused. In and out, no one gets hurt.
And that's how you stay safe. Thank you, Marcella.
You're welcome.
I think she felt safe because she was next to super safety girl.
I think she might have too. You know, I was just rubbing off on people. Meanwhile, everybody else outside the store is giving me side eye. Like, girl, what are you doing? Why are you talking to these people?
I'm very proud of you. I'm glad that you did this. I think that it probably made her feel good, Marcella.
Yeah.
Knowing, like, just probably talking to somebody other than herself while she's taking a shower.
I know. She was another one of those. But she's by herself out there shopping for herself alone.
So. What were people's feelings when you were approaching them?
They were like, what? Oh, I guess. And then it kind of opens up that conversation. They're like, I come here all the time. For the most part, it's fine. But there was one girl that was a little bit more suspect. And she was just like, I want to come out because I have nothing else to do. I'm bored.
So smart.
So I have nowhere to go but the grocery store.
I love this. So if you're just joining us, super safety girl, a.k.a. Nina, went out to try to see how safe it is at the grocery store. We're going to try to go to different places every day this week. But here's another conversation you have with somebody else.
All right. You got a lot of bags in your hands, sir. What's your name?
My name is Mike.
Okay, Mike. What's for dinner tonight?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Are you cooking?
No, I'm not a very good cook. My wife is the chef of the house.
Okay, wifey. That's where it always wins. Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how safe do you feel in the store?
I would say 7.
A 7. What department do you feel is the sketchiest?
Good question.
The sketchiest probably the fruits and vegetables section because a lot of people are touching with gloves and it just seems like they're using like old gloves. So it's not really a safe thing. But you got to go home and wash and pray for the best.
Is that what you do? Do you wash your produce when you get home?
You have to. You can't trust anybody.
So like will you purposely not touch a squash if somebody else had their hands on the squash?
I mean, if it's a squash I want, maybe I might take it.
This guy's great.
Life's a risk, I guess.
This guy's great.
He's living his best life. Give me all the squash.
Did he ask for your number afterwards?
No. I think people thought I looked really sketchy standing in that like little area when you when the things open up. Yeah, yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Did you have your super safety girl outfit on?
Yeah, I had my mask on. I was wearing this black hat, actually.
Just your visor didn't come in yet, right?
No, that comes today.
I cannot wait for the full super safety girl outfit to come in.
Lysol and hand wipes.
But you did mention one girl specifically,
yes, there's
right?
There's one girl specifically who really doesn't feel that safe, but she just likes to go to the grocery store because she needs something to do. You'll hear from her coming up next on B96. So it turns out I have a new alter ego, and that is Super Safety Girl. That's why I was camped outside of a grocery store yesterday, like a little creep.
Because there's nothing more creepy than a superhero waiting outside of a grocery store to talk to you. Hey, you, come here. No?
Yeah, that's kind of what it felt like.
What was it like being, or like, what were the people, were you guys 6 feet from each other? What was it like when you approached them? How did they feel knowing were they starstruck that a superhero was talking to them?
Not exactly starstruck, but I would wave them down first because I didn't want to get in people's space. You know, so I'm like, hi, this is weird, I know. But then, like, once I broke it down, they were really happy to have a conversation, and thankfully, people were so nice.
Hopefully, we just got 6 new listeners that you talked to.
Please, please. So I wanted to ask them how safe they felt while grocery shopping, and you got all the good bread. What's for dinner tonight?
Well, I was going to make turkey meatloaf tonight because I'm trying to be healthy. I'm trying to get rid of the COVID-19 pounds.
That's so smart. Is there anybody that if you see them coming at you, you run in the other direction?
The people with their noses outside the mask.
Yeah, true.
The no-nose people.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how safe would you say you feel in the store?
I'd say an 8.5.
Okay, that's actually very safe.
Nina, what do you call people with no body?
What?
And no nose.
What?
Nobody knows. I love that damn joke.
You should come with me next time. You do the dad jokes and we'll really break them down.
When he started saying that, I was like, okay. But you did mention that there was one person specifically who wasn't there to get maybe like a turkey dinner for the night, right?
No, she was going there because there was nothing else to do. All right, Simone, what department did you spend the most time in today?
Maybe the fruits and vegetables aisle.
Did you feel safe in the fruits and vegetables aisle?
I had no safety of no fillings.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how safe did you feel while shopping?
I really didn't feel safe at all, but I had to do what I had to do.
So why do you think you come into the store instead of getting delivery?
It's just something to do at the moment to actually get out the house being in the house.
Oh my God, it's from boredom that you risk your life to go grocery shopping.
No, this was more of a special occasion because I try to stay in the house as much as possible. So, yeah.
Thank you so much, Simone. Enjoy your spaghetti.
Thank you, you
too. This is where we're at right now, that this special occasion.
Gotta get dressed up to go to the grocery store.
My peace and my solace can only take place at the grocery store.
Just wander up and down the... I mean...
I love it. I mean, you did what most superheroes do, Nina. A service for the community.
I just, you know, I was out there for the people.
Now, after talking to all those people, after being there... You got to give us your final assessment. Like, what was the safety like at the grocery store?
Well, I went back in myself after I talked to those people because I needed some chamomile tea. I was out. So I went to the tea aisle. Thankfully, it wasn't too crowded and I went right before the storm hit. So it wasn't super packed. So I'll give it like a 7.5.
Okay. So you think the West Loop with a bunch of drunk people is safer than the grocery store in downtown Chicago?
You know,
I'm trying to, we need a scale.
Yes, I do think so, though, because when you're sitting down where the drunk people were, you were sitting at your table. You weren't mingling with all the other people who were putting their little hands all over things.
Okay, guys.
You know what I mean? So that's my super safety girl assessment.
I love it. Here's a reminder, too. When you're going to the grocery store, you grab the plastic bag first, put your hand in the bag, and then use the bag to grab the produce.
It's like you do when you go walk your dog.
Just something, yeah. All right, where are we going tomorrow? Or today to talk about tomorrow?
Great question.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
We don't have an idea yet. All right, well, listen, if you would like Super Safety Girl to go to a specific place to see if it's safe for you, you can call us up right now.
877-591-9696. I'll do it just for you. Call. It's back to you.
It is a commercial-free Tuesday on B96. We are Gabe and Nina.
so you don't have to go anywhere.
Zero places. And here's a cool one. If you're a parent, you probably could think to yourself, like, you know, parents lie to us, Nina. We know this.
Oh, I know.
Growing up, we just, we've been lied to by our parents, whatever it might be.
I catch so my mom things. Now.
Still, as an adult?
Catching her up.
This one guy was lying to his children about, he was trying to get them to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, how the hell am I going to get these kids to go to sleep? They won't do it. So what he did was, what he does is, he puts them, actually, no, let me just play it.
Sometimes I like to turn on movies that are in Spanish, and then my kids look at me all confused and wonder why they can't understand it. And I say, well, I don't know why, but you're probably just tired and you need to take a nap. And then when they wake up from their nap, I take the same movie and put it in English, and I think that they're all better.
That's so funny. You got to get creative out here. The funny part is, if, can you imagine if, like, these kids are out, like, walking around and somebody's speaking Spanish around them? Yeah. They're like, Dad, I think I really just need to take a nap.
Where's the stroller?
I got to go.
Could you imagine when the kid wakes up or gets older,
mm-hmm, and understands,
starts dating a Spanish chick?
It's like, you're making me tired. I can't even talk, like, to you.
Whoa, this is crazy. She's like, no, pero mi amor.
I gotta go to bed. Stop.
Nina, wait. Was I sleepy during that song because they were speaking Spanish?
The whole time, taking a nap.
Escaping Nina, B96. We just heard, if you're just joining us, we just heard from a dad who lied to his kids. Listen to this.
Sometimes I like to turn on movies that are in Spanish, and then my kids look at me all confused and wonder why they can't understand it. And I say, well, I don't know why, but you're probably just tired and you need to take a nap.
So then Nina and I started talking, and we're like, and Nina was like, my parents lied to me a lot. So we wanted to open up the lines to you, the listener out there, and thinking like, oh my God, what did my parents lie to me? Or if you're a parent, mm-hmm, like, what little lie are you telling your child right now? This is interesting. 877-591-9696. That's the number. Nina, what did your parents lie to you about?
Well, so my mom, this is even older in my life. So she was keeping this trunk that had a bunch of, like, my old clothes and stuff in it that, yeah, I didn't want to get rid of because I live in a small apartment. They still have the big, sure, house, so we're good. So I went home not that long ago and I was like, hey, mom, like, where's all my, you know, these outfits that I had from cheerleading and stuff, yeah, from high school? And she's like, oh, Nina, you took it with you when you moved to the California apartment. Mm. I was like, Mom, no, I didn't. Anyway, come to find out, she gave it all to Goodwill. So, no, Mama.
No.
You wanted me to think I lost my clothes. I didn't lose my clothes. You just threw it out.
Okay, that's mean.
No, she just didn't want me to get worked up, so she just got rid of it.
How did you find out that she gave it away, though?
My dad told me.
Oh, your dad is petty for tricking on your mom.
He didn't think that she'd be lying to me about it. So I was just like, hey, Dad, whatever happened to my stuff? And he's like, well, it probably went out with the bags for the Goodwill. Anyway, my so Iranian funny accent.
All right, 877-591-9696. This guy said that if when the kid's watching a Spanish movie, it means that they're tired. Nina's mom hated her old clothes and wanted to get rid of it. Anna and O'Hara was just right there.
What happened? What about you? Did your parents ever lie to you?
You know, I'm trying to think. I think my parents were just brutally honest with me and just like, no, mom, can I get that? Unless they lied to me when they were like, we don't have any money.
And just didn't want you to have it.
Hey, can we get this thing? No, we don't have any money. Really? Because we just got a bunch of other new stuff.
So what do you mean I can't have it?
Oh, Dad, aren't you rich? No. I'm trying to think. I'm genuinely trying to think. But I'm going to think about it during the song.
Okay,
all right. But I want you guys to call up, too. Think about it. This guy told his kids, hey, when you're seeing the Spanish movie on TV. No, mamita, you're just tired.
You got to take a nap.
When they woke up, he played in English because they were nice and well-rested. What did your parents lie to you about?
So funny.
And if your parents, what are you lying to your kids about? 877-591-9696. Natasha in Lake Zurich, are you the parent that is lying, or are you the one that got lied to?
I'm the one that got lied to.
Uh-oh. Who did it and what'd they say?
My dad. When I was little, I had a lot of trouble waking up for school in the morning. So he used to come into my room and say, here, take your pill. Take your pill to help wake you up. This pill will give you energy. And he called it the power pill. And it was like this little red pill. So I would always eat it and then have energy and get up for school. And when I was older, I asked him, what were those pills that you were giving me? And he said, oh, they were just red jelly beans.
That is genius.
Like, these are delicious, Poppy.
Oh, my God. That placebo effect is real.
Were you mad at him or you thought it was hilarious?
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, and now you have a pack of red jelly beans to give to your child now, I bet.
Exactly. Do it again with my kids.
Of course.
I might steal that idea. I think that's great. You could do that to Ricky one day.
I'm surprised. I don't know if I'd be able to be brave enough to do something like that.
But do you think you'll lie to Whitney when she gets older?
100%. I think every parent lies to their kid eventually,
doesn't
right?
Doesn't even think about it. Brittany on the north side. Okay, this is so good. What did your mom lie to you about?
Hi. So my mom, she has been making her homemade lasagna our entire life. We have raved about this lasagna to all of our friends.
Of course.
We'd be like, you have to come over for dinner some night and eat my mom's lasagna. One day, my brother and I come home from school, and we knew she was going to make her homemade lasagna today. And we're like, oh, it's going to be such a good dinner. My brother went to go throw something away, and there was a Stouffer's box in the garbage.
You mean your mom is Stouffer's?
She's like, Brittany goes to somebody else's house, and she's like, gosh, this tastes just like my mom's homemade lasagna.
She went as far as to take the lasagna out of the box every time and put it in my grandma's old dish that she would make things in to make it look like she was making her homemade lasagna.
That is crazy. Brittany, how many years was she doing this for?
Oh, I mean, I found out when I was about 14. So, and my brother was about 17. So our whole childhood.
Oh, this is amazing. Did you guys bust her though? Were you like, Ma? We are not Stouffer's.
Oh, we definitely busted her, and we still give her a hard time whenever we make Stouffer's lasagna. I'm like, Mom, I'm making your homemade recipe tonight.
That is so funny, Brittany. Thanks for the call.
Gosh,
this guy told his kids that when they're watching a Spanish movie, they're tired. And then when they wake up, he puts it in English and he says, see, you guys are all well rested now. But they're not the only ones that lie to people. How about you? What did your parents lie to you about?
Mitch?
I can't see his name.
Oh, he left.
April, our favorite in Hobart.
Hello?
All right, so your parents used to tell you not to swallow vitamins or watermelon seeds?
No, watermelon. Okay. Watermelon seeds?
Why?
The seeds inside a watermelon. Because they would say if you swallow them, they'll grow in your stomach and you have to get that out somehow. So that frightened me.
I thought they were going to say you get pregnant.
That too.
Watermelon seeds.
See all these women that are walking around with these bellies, baby? They've been eating watermelon seeds.
So you better not have any of those seeds.
Thanks for the call. Okay, I've heard those before, the old wives' tale.
Me too, and like, apples.
Don't chew
too.
Your gum, or don't you swallow your gum, don't do that kind of stuff. Sandra Midway, all right, are you the parent or did your parents lie to you?
No, I'm the parent.
Oh, good. All right. What are you lying to your kids about?
So my kids are teenagers now, 18, 17, and a 12-year-old. I told each one of them that when they lied, I would see a red dot on their forehead. So they would forever be walking around when they were about to lie, covering their forehead.
That's genius.
Okay, that is actually a great
genius.
One. Okay, so now that they know it's a lie, they just kind of do their thing or what?
No, they think it's hilarious. I got away with that for a long time.
Me neither.
Yeah, I should start telling people that now, too. Hey, just so you know, I see red dots when you lie. Mm-hmm. It's real.
And they're like, yeah, okay. Anyway, so I love you.
I see the red dot, you liar.
Gabe and Nina, B96. So one of the biggest songs that's out right now in terms of being controversial is the one with Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion. It's called WAP.
Have you seen the video?
I'm sure a lot of people have it. They've censored it on YouTube. People have been going crazy over it. I watched it on World Star Hip Hop.
I watched it online. There you go. There's somewhere to watch it.
But listen, I mean, I think there's always like that moment, Nina, right? Where there's like that one song. I mean, people were literally up in arms about the whole thing. But the reality is, geez, if you grew up in the 2000s or the 90s, like you had Two Live Crew that was doing nasty stuff.
Lil Kim
doing nasty stuff. Even like Cardi herself has been doing nasty stuff. So, I mean, and just we're in an environment now where it's like you can talk about anything. Like, geez, you can find anything on the internet. So it's not as taboo as it once was back in the day. But Cardi talked about how she was just super excited to link up with Meg.
Working together was like straight butter. Everybody had a good time. Everybody was just agreeing on things. Everybody was just on the same page. Everybody always constantly, like, on group chats, sending each other ideas.
Yeah, it was good. I'm glad they collaborated because most times you know, like, think about the Cardi B and Nicki Minaj situation. Like, people were always trying to pit them against each other. And then in this, I thought the same thing was going to happen here because, you know, Meg has a song with Cardi, or excuse me, with Nicki. And then now she's got this song with Cardi, so I thought it was going to be a lot of, you know, beef right there. But I'm glad that it didn't end up like that.
Right. You have two strong female rappers working together on a song. The only person they have to worry about, though, is Carole Baskin. She's coming for them because they had those big cats in the video.
Yeah.
She's like, how dare you?
But they were digitally imposed in there, so.
She's still acting.
She's just mad. She was like, oh, people are going to want tigers. No, they don't. They saw Tiger King. They don't want Tiger.
No.
Another thing people were talking about, now, I don't, you probably don't know this about me, but I sometimes listen to right-wing radio, like Republican radio. And the reason why I do is because I want to, I am, just like on this radio station, Nina, I try to create a platform where I know a little bit about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if I only listen to like liberal stuff and Democratic stuff, then I don't know what the other side is thinking or what their views are.
Sure.
So there are times when I listen to Republican radio. And that started because the White Sox were on 890 AM. And so just trying to trick it over. Anyway, there's a really big person, kind of like the young Rush Limbaugh's name is Ben Shapiro. Right. And he has a huge following. And so he went on the radio the other day to talk about this very song. I know it doesn't sound right. Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion being spoken about on right wing Republican radio.
That's funny.
Well, he was talking about the whole feminism movement and how, you know, we're trying to, you know, lift up women. But yeah, here's these two women with this song that is
pretty raunchy,
kind of vulgar. So the internet is just going crazy because of how he sounds saying the lyrics to the song.
Okay.
Here are some lyrics. You ready? Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. Hold up. I said certified freak 7 days a week. Wet ass P word. Make that.
Okay.
Well, if you get the point, we really can't play that much more because the song needs like all of the edits. But if you put it that way.
It's like, wait, where was it this morning? I did it this morning, Nina.
Uh-huh.
When I was going to curse, where did it go? Oh, here it is.
Oh, okay.
He's like.
The whole time?
All right, guys, coming up next, Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion with WAP.
I saw one of our bosses tweeted, actually, it was really funny. He's like, so what's that radio edit for WAP sound like? Three like minutes of silence? It's like,
girl, you know I got a and every time I take his and
if you haven't heard the song yet, you can find it online.
And
then you can, you know, see what's going on.
WAP's an acronym for something. I'll just leave it right there.
Just, you know, look at it. Listen
no,
to it.
No, don't look at it.
You know what I mean?
Nina,
music video.
Nina,
That's not what I said.
Commercial-free Tuesday right here on B96. Don't forget, after 8:30, it's Tuesday, guys. So we're going to be doing TMI Tuesdays.
But before we do that, we're going on vacation, guys. We're going down to Florida. Playing Florida Man. We'll give you three dumb criminals. You just have to tell us which one is from Florida, and we're playing it next on B96.
Florida man yells there's no Santa at holiday event.
Florida man named Happy.
Florida man.
Florida man.
Florida man.
Florida man.
Florida man quits job, steals all of their chicken nuggets.
Gabe and Nina on B96, and it is time for El Hombre de Florida.
This is where we give you three headlines. Really stupid criminals. You just have to guess which one of them is from Florida. 877-591-9696. If you know which one it is, call. You ready?
Yep.
First headline. Bank robber follows social distancing rules and politely waits in line.
Oh, what a nice guy.
He was a nice robber. Second headline. A guy is arrested for felony Slurpee battery.
Okay.
Felony Slurpee battery. That's the one. And your third headline. A taxi driver stabs a passenger who won't stop passing gas in his car.
Oh, man.
Stinky cat.
All right. 877-591-9696. Your job is simple. Nina just gave you the headlines for three dumb criminals. You got to call us up right now and tell us which one is from Florida. All right. So come get on the radio. Is it number one, the robber who was polite enough to wait in line? Number two, the felony Slurpee battery? Or number three, the taxi driver who got mad at the guy for farting? Call us up now.
Eddie and Hazelcrest, which one do you think is Florida Man?
The fart man.
I'm sorry, Eddie. That actually happened in South Korea.
There was
a taxi driver who was getting annoyed because the passenger wouldn't stop passing gas. So he turned around and stabbed him 10 times. The passenger's fine, but the taxi driver got arrested on attempted murder.
Sounds about right.
Eddie, if you were in an Uber and the driver was farting, would you say something or just open the window?
I probably would get a refund on Uber.
Okay, that's a good.
Hold it or else.
As long as you don't stab him 10 times, yeah. That's great. Patty in Romeoville. All right, which one do you think is Florida Man?
I think it's the felony man, the second one, the second answer.
The Slurpee Battery Man.
Yeah.
Oh, Patty, you know your Florida Man well. Yeah, it was a guy in Florida who was arrested for felony battery because he took a Slurpee and smacked it out of the person's hand inside of the convenience store that he was sitting there trying to, like, buy things at. They got into a heated argument, and because the Slurpee landed all over the place, they called it battery.
Oh, my God.
Patty, I try to tell people, stick to one color and one color only. Some people might get offended by that. Patty, what's your favorite Slurpee flavor?
Oh, that's a good one.
Cherry.
Do you have a mixed cherry with the cola, and then you have a cherry cola Slurpee? Oh, delicious.
No, I've never tried that.
Gross.
Yeah, if you're into it, Patty, it's kind of like whirl.
Because the thing is this, who likes a frozen Coca-Cola? Not me. Patty?
No.
All right.
We solved that.
For all you people out there Patty. Do, mix it with cherry.
Okay. Nina, how about you give me the last one? The robber that waited in line. Where'd that happen at?
Ontario. So up in Canada, I guess they're really polite.
Wait, why did you do a British accent with the Canadian thing?
Because I wanted to highlight that it was Ontario. So it just came out that way, okay? Judgy.
So
the bank robber decided to wait in line.
What happened over there? Across
in Ontario. So he was waiting in line very patiently, doing the 6 feet apart and everything. By the time he got up to the teller, he slipped a little note underneath of the thing that was, give me all the money and be quiet.
I got to be honest. I think about that often because I know that they tell bank people, like, hey, whoever, someone's coming to rob them, just give them the money.
Yeah.
And then I do think about the people that walk in with the note and they're just like, hey, hand me the funds.
It's hilarious that my friend of mine actually used to be a bank teller years and years ago. Yeah. And she said, everybody has one chance to rob a bank. You can rob a bank 100% one chance and get away with it.
I believe it.
I don't know. This guy ended up getting arrested even after he was polite. So I wouldn't chance it. I don't recommend it.
If you, she said, let's say you worked at a bank.
Uh-huh.
And somebody came in with a note and was like, give me all the money.
Or die? Yeah.
No. The note just says, give me all the money.
Okay.
And then, so are you like being brave enough to hit the button underneath the thing? Or are you just pulling out the money and handing it to him? Be honest.
I probably would be brave enough to hit the button.
Oh, he's dead.
Listen, I risk it all for the people.
Oh, Nina's there.
I try to do a little slippy, right? Like, in one hand, I'm giving you the money, but, like, my knee is hitting the button, and you don't know what's happening.
Nina starts flirting with the guy. She's like, your handwriting's so beautiful. You know, he's right over here, guys! Tuesdays at 8:30, we kind of talk about... I get embarrassed every time we do this. It's much information. And yesterday... my girl didn't want to let me out the house because of something I was wearing.
Mm.
You're like, well, how is that too much information? Well, it was the reason why she didn't want me to leave the house. I'll tell you what that is and then get your opinion on it in 3 minutes. Don't go. This is my part when I used to be dancing. I'd be trying to put my hands on my knees and I'd be like, hands on your knees.
You put your hand on your hips right now. I was like, what are you doing over there?
This is Gabe and Nina. It is just after 8:30, and I really, you know, in my mind, this is what I picture.
Yeah.
People are driving in their car, they're like trying to get wherever they gotta go, and then they're like, oh, damn.
Tuesday, you know what that means.
No, I was going to say that part.
Oh.
It's time for TMI Tuesdays on B96. This is where we talk about, you know, things that you probably shouldn't be talking about. And yesterday, when my girl and I were going to the hospital, and I just had like some regular... gray, like Nike pants, but like jogger pants. But they weren't jogger pants, like old school jogger pants. They're the ones that they're more athletic, so they're like tight at the ankle.
They're fitted, kind of.
Yeah, kind of fitted, you would say. A little MC Hammer-esque, I guess you would say.
The little swaggy sweats.
So I didn't think anything of it. I put the damn pants on. Had to get out the house. The baby needed her shots, and then Nicole's like, "Where do you think you're going in those?" I was like, "Oh my God, am I like 10?" At first I didn't understand, but I was like, "In what?" And she's like, "Those pants." And I was like, what do you mean? We're going to the hospital. And she's like, you can see. Wait, hold on. Wait, I want to get that little beep button again.
Okay.
Wait, where did it go?
Oh, you got to really get the whole like visual of the conversation that's happening here.
She's like, you can see your. And I was like, and I go, babe, there's not one person in the city of Chicago other than you that is looking at my. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, what do you mean? Girls look at guys all the time. And I'm like, no. It's like, I think girls talk about it. Like they say, oh, guys in pants. Ha, ha, ha. But the reality is no girl's genuinely staring at the guys.
I don't think anybody's like really trying to be staring at the. But, you know, if you're in those pants, sometimes you can't help it if it's just there. Like, I'm not looking for it. I'm not out here like, where are the gray pants? Beep, 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 beep. You know, not all that. But sometimes if it's just like there, you don't mean to see it. But then you're okay. Like, whoop.
I want to quickly point out the double standard here where guys don't mean to stare at girls' boobs either. But sometimes they're just there.
I don't deny that.
No. I'm saying, like, you know, women get mad sometimes when a guy happens to, you know, gaze.
Look up here. My eyes are right here. Exactly. Look at my eyes.
I didn't know that when I wear my gray jogger pants, I got to look at girls and be like, hey, stop staring at my, and keep your eyes up here.
Right. Maybe they just, like, they might catch themselves and then put their eyes up there.
Sometimes is this a thing?
Is it a thing? Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
It kind of is a thing. I'm being
100% serious. Mm-hmm. I genuinely thought it was just like, you know, girls laughing and joking about it happening occasionally.
I mean, it is. But then if you happen to see it, then you're in none of those moments where it occasionally just happened to be there. And there you're like, oh.
Okay. Ladies of the Chicagoland area, I would love for you to call in and tell me, Gabe, no, I am not staring at
877-591-9696.
But I also like the women that call up that are like, hell yeah. When you're wearing those gray jogger pants, I'm definitely staring at you.
Because, you know, it's there.
Are you, though?
877-591-9696. Sometimes you just can't help it.
All right. I would love for you to admit that if that's the case, all right? 877-591-9696. All right, it's TMI Tuesday, and I'm genuinely asking the question, are y'all ladies really staring at my... Wait.
Let's talk about it.
When I go outside.
I'm ready.
Let me talk to this one who I just had on hold, and she was just super hyped up. Tony and Joliet, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you're telling me that the reason all the women have... I've been trying to think. I thought I had a stain on my pants, but really I'm realizing that people were staring at my... Is that right?
Because you're free advertising.
Tony.
Gray sweatpants is free advertising. I'm very secure in my relationship. I have a good man. But let me tell you, if a man comes swinging his stuff in his gray sweatpants, I'm sorry, I'm looking.
Is it fair to say, Tony, that like these gray sweatpants are like the yoga pants for dudes?
I mean, probably, you know.
Probably worse.
It's a rule. You never go outside the house with gray sweatpants because we will look at you like, where are you going?
That's what happened, Tony, and that's exactly what happened to me yesterday. We were going to the doctor for my daughter's doctor appointment to take some shots. I have my gray Nike jogger pants on, and my girl's like, I know you don't think you're about to walk out your house with your hanging out. And I was like, wait, what? I'm just wearing my Nike pants. I wear these all the time when I go to the gym. She's like, well, that's when you go to the gym, not when you go to the doctor. All these girls are going to be staring at you. And I was like, no, they're not. Tony, come on.
Tony said
it. All right, Tony, I appreciate it.
Free advertisement.
Let's see, Samantha, so you're guilty of doing it too then?
I am. Unfortunately, as a college student, you know, our hormones are still raging and there we go. We're looking.
You know, what's funny, Samantha, is that, you know, if you ever want, because I felt extremely uncomfortable when I've seen people stare down there when I'm walking. And I say to myself, if you ever want to make a guy feel uncomfortable, stare at somewhere other than his eyes, right? Because guys do it all the time.
True,
when a girl's walking by,
true.
A guy could be staring at your boobs or whatever it is. And then what do women do? You see it all the time. They look down. They're like, what is the guy staring at? It's like, well, we're staring at your boobs probably. Well, when the girl does it to a guy gets so insecure because he has no idea. He's never getting looked at like a piece of meat. So he's like, oh my God, is there a stain on my shirt? Is this shirt old? Am I wearing it backwards? It's like, no, they're looking at...
And now I guess what we're saying and hearing is that if you're wearing those gray sweatpants, you're asking for them.
I guess so. All right, let's talk to a guy. Let's talk to Jerry and Des Plaines. Good morning.
Morning.
All right, so you're telling me that if I wear these gray pants, I might end up in a particular situation, right?
Jerry.
Yeah, and to be honest, it's like you said earlier, it totally is a double standard. And that's one of the things that annoys me. Like, if you're going to be out there, if you're going to be unaware and someone tells you, be like, oh, my bad, I was not aware. And then just, you know, for the future, at least you know, so that way you can be aware. Because a lot of times it does happen where people don't realize their stuff is just hanging out there.
That their is hanging out there.
Right. But I mean, you can't walk up to somebody and be like, hey, just so you know.
I thought people just like my pants. And they're like, damn, look at those pants that guy got on. Those are nice. And I just look down and I'd be like, damn, my pants are kind of nice.
But now I guess they got multi-purpose.
And now they think that my is nice. And so it's like, all right, 877-591-9696. Fellas, call us up too if you didn't even know this was a thing. I'd love to hear from you. Toya, Taisha, Cassandra, Jen, Queen, Lisa. We'll talk to you guys in a second. But call us up now. It's TMI Tuesday.
Queen and East Chicago, let's talk about it. Are you staring at gray sweatpants and noticing what's going on in there?
I definitely do. I told them they have a whole group on Facebook called Gray Sweatpants. Mm-hmm. And you just look at men all day long with gray sweatpants on.
I'm trying to think what the equivalent is for guys.
Isn't there like big boob something?
There
or
has
others?
To be big booty.
Oh, something. I think there is. One of my friends follows it. Oh, it's so gross, actually, but.
Oh, now it's gross, Queen and Nina. But when guys do it, it's gross. When girls do it, no big deal.
Listen, if it's.
Double standard.
If, you know, you can't help it. It's just right there.
Queen, are you the administrator of the Facebook page?
No, I'm definitely not the creator.
She's
but
like,
I
but I am
watch.
A member. Not only, what is that when balding guys say, I'm not only the president, I'm also a client.
Right.
All right, Queen, thanks
for
the call.
Letting us all know about the page, too, just in case.
So I went to the doctor yesterday for my daughter, and I was wearing gray sweatpants. Didn't think anything of it. Until Nicole looked at me and said, I know you don't think you're leaving the house with those on. I guess I wasn't. I don't know. But the question remains, is this a thing? Taisha, good morning.
Thank you. So Gabe, you just want
to
say.
No, you're welcome.
I love your pants.
You love my pants.
Yes, we love your pants.
You know what? I feel like I'm doing a service now for the women of Chicago.
So you're going to just wear your gray sweatpants and walk around town?
You're doing a great job.
I'm just telling you. You know that song, Do Your Ears Hang Low? Do they wobble?
Oh, my God.
Well, think about how great I feel right now, Nina, knowing that it wasn't because I look like an idiot walking around the city of Chicago. It's genuinely because
people were admiring
people
you.
People were admiring stuff.
Gabe's going to be like, oh, are you having a bad day? I'll be right back. I'm going to go put on my gray sweatpants.
Sorry, let me get back. Okay, let me ask
and
you this, Toya. Have you ever seen it and then like had a knee-jerk reaction? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's been like, so you see it and then you're like, God damn.
Like, that's that double take, that double look. Like, ooh, okay.
Well, sometimes you're like,
oh,
I think it is.
Ooh.
Is that?
Yeah. Oh. You find yourself in a daze.
Wow. Okay. Tonya, thanks for the call. I appreciate you.
Good morning.
Taisha, good morning.
Morning.
Okay. So let me guess. You're one of the respectable women out there that has never looked at a man in gray sweatpants, right?
I am one of the married women who don't allow her husband to wear those.
Okay, Taisha. So if you see your man come out in gray sweatpants, what do you tell him?
Nina, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
He already knows.
Gosh. It's so funny. And I thought, Taisha, the problem is I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, okay, we got to leave. Boom, gray pants. And she's staring at me. And I'm thinking to myself, what did I do wrong? And she's like, I know you don't think you're going to leave the house in those. And then Taisha, she probably does exactly what you do. And I was like, what's the big deal? She's like, look down there. And I'm like, oh, okay. and then she, same thing. You probably do the same thing. You know what she did? She grabbed it. She's like, this Ooh. Right here. What's the problem? This right here. And you're like,
okay.
My bad.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, no. Because I've seen guys out, and I look, because I, like Nina said, it's there. So you're like, oops, there you go.
Right.
But if I can look at someone else's man and see it, you're not going to look at mine and see it. Yeah. You know, that's how kind of where I'm at with it. Like, no. It's just,
that's smart. She's getting ahead of
not
it.
Not okay.
Taisha, I appreciate the call. It happens all the time, too, when I'm wearing basketball shorts. Like, she does not like when I'm wearing basketball shorts. I wish I could say exactly what it is, but it's, like, too dirty for the TMI Tuesday. Even that. Let's see. Cassandra, Cedar Lake. So you said if it's there, you're looking.
Yeah, I mean, if you're wearing a lighter color pants, yeah, I mean, if your package is there.
Yeah, no, trust me. It's it's there. Here's the thing, though. Isn't this a double standard, though, ladies? Aren't we really admitting to the double standard that exists? We don't like it when men stare at women, but yet every girl is calling in and say they do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm glad we did that.
Because I don't really think that there's much that you can argue, whether we mean to be looking or not. Yeah. It's the same thing. If we know as women, if we're bringing out our boobs and we're wearing a cleavage-heavy shirt, we know that accidentally or on purpose, people are going
to
look.
I guess to me, that's what I want. I don't know. The 1A topic to be that just like all women are like, man, sometimes I'm not staring, but it's like there.
Yeah.
And I think we should give the men some slack because I think the same thing happens. Jeez. see some boobs and then you're like, wow, you see a fat butt and you're like, oh my God.
I know, I get it. If you're going to take a second and your eyes are going to be there, but the difference I think is the staring. Like yeah. Women will be like, oh, I see you, and then bounce right back up and still be able to tell you what color your eyes are.
I'm going to disagree with that because I've definitely seen some women like just like literally stare and I'm staring at them. The thing is, women don't think the men are catching them. Men know. Men are like, I got a half a second before this girl looks at me, so I got to get it in real quick. And girls are just like, do his ears hang low?
I don't know.
Gabe and Nina on B96.
What I meant to say was why people are like cell phones. That's what I'm about to tell you. With Nina at 9:30. We call it Gems for the Journey. Little something to think about to make life a little easier. And my anxiety was acting up yesterday, so I was all through the internet and I found this. This is not from me. I give the internet all of the credit, but I just thought this was so funny. It made me laugh out loud and feel better. People are like phones. When there's no connection, they play games. When there's no connection, they play games. That's so funny. That's the first part. Second part, do you ever feel like you just need a break from social media? Like, I feel like sometimes the overconsumption of finding things like that make you laugh or people trying to tell you how to feel, sometimes maybe that break is necessary so you can figure out what you're actually feeling.
Especially in a moment where people are extremely opinionated. Like, even just like the last day with like all the looting and stuff. And it's like, you racist, you borderline, you underlying racists are all coming out and we can see it. So yeah, I know what you mean. I definitely had to take a break from social media. Nicole's been off of it for all of August already.
Yeah, good for her. And she probably feels so fresh. And maybe it's a day, maybe it's a few hours, whatever you need for yourself. But just to reset to know what you yourself are feeling, what you yourself is thinking, instead of absorbing everybody else bombarding you with their thoughts and opinions that's probably regurgitated from somebody else anyway. So that's a little something to think about. Take a little break.
24-hour break.
24-hour break. I'll do it. Start it right now. Okay. Did I just do that? Gems for the Journey. Gabe's like, I don't think you can, but...
We got a show to prepare for. You got to look online for that stuff, bro.
Nina at 9:30. Weekdays, 9:30 with Gabe and Nina on B96. How was that? Did you like it?
I loved it.
Were you mad, sad, or laughing?
I'm listening back to it. I'm thinking to myself, what? Why did I say that one thing? But either way, guys, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Continue to listen to them because we're going to keep putting them up there. All right? It's Gabe and Nina, B96.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.